take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Ionic Fabric.
It's 10:35 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning to you. A happy, sunny Monday morning. And yes, it's time to catch up with the latest from Ionic Fabric. I'm super excited. I have Mallory Everett here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Mallory, she's a trooper. She came in to give us an update and to chat. I've been perusing the website, by the way. I am loving the new website, but she's a trooper. Although she has an injury, she came in to help give us an update. So I have to just thank you for kind of just pulling through and pressing ahead to give everybody we've had like a lot of feedback. Whenever I wear my mask here, actually it brought up a conversation, and this is the, I'm air quoting, disposable mask. And I chose this one today because it was the one that kind of was neutral in my outfit. Yes, I'm one of those people. But somebody made a comment, and it was, I don't think they meant anything, you know, nasty about it. And if you're not sure what Ionic Fabric is, first of all, you have to go check out their website, and we're going to give a little bit more information. They're not just a mask company. It's more than that.
This is so much more.
This is deeper. This is innovative. This is something that's literally going to change and is changing the way that fabric technology is viewed, and how we don't have to just stick to plain nylon or plain polyester or cotton, and you can make your products last longer and actually be better for your overall lifestyle. And if you're not sure so much like what this product is made of, I mean, I can have Mallory explain a little bit more, and then I can share a little bit more about this mask story.
Okay. Well, what it is it's the main ingredient is zinc. Mm-hmm. And it's not a coating, not a spray that's put on there like a lot of antimicrobials. It is actually in the polymer mm-hmm. of the fabric itself. And so it is the fabric.
Right.
It's not going to wash off, flake off.
Sure.
Because it's zinc and not your coppers or silvers. It also doesn't run the risk of changing the color of the fabric itself.
Right.
And it can be, you know, colored, dyed, whatever, without changing the, you know, purpose and functionality of the fabric and of the zinc to kill the odor-causing bacteria, other microbes, fungus, mildew.
All the yummy things.
Oh, yeah. All those things that you don't want to think about being on those surfaces.
Well, we talk a lot about on our show, we have some amazing experts that come on and talk about like the mold in your air conditioning or in your duct work or how it can build up and your air filters, all those things. And like, so we talk about that. But what about like the mold that's building up on your masks?
What about
the bacteria and, like you said, the fungus?
If you look on our Facebook page, you can see one that's about the bedding.
Okay, yeah, that's... yeah.
Your pillowcase.
And that's the other thing is, like, I was even saying the other day, somebody said, you wash your sheets every week? Like, how do you have time to do that? I'm like, I don't know. Just take them off. Like, my mom would always call it stripping the bed, right?
I drip the
bed.
I call it that, too.
Okay. I don't know if that's a thing, but our moms obviously raised us very similarly. And so, yeah, you strip
you
the bed,
throw
it in. You
can add a certain tune to it to make it funnier, too.
Yeah, exactly. But bacteria builds up on your sheets. I mean, I even believe, and I should probably find it, how when you sleep, you shed your skin.
Yes.
And so whatever sweat or particles or dirt, and like, listen, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, I'm a night showerer. I like to just shower at night before I get into my bed. Mm-hmm. I like to be all clean and in my, you know, comfy PJs and everything. But some people aren't like that, especially a lot of guys. They're like more morning showers. Like, we wake up and we'll take a shower in the morning, and then we'll get dressed and go do our thing. But all that stuff that's sitting on there, it's sitting on your sheets. And so that's something just to think about. I will say, though, so you guys have these, and I'm air quoting, disposable masks, although you can hand wash them and hang them to dry. I do it over my dehumidifier. And so this mask is made by Ionic Fabric, and it's just one kind of like, you keep the box there, and if somebody doesn't have a mask, you're like, oh, here, there you go. Keep this one. Don't throw it away, though, yet. Fold it, put it into your, we have a little mask bag, and then we'll use it again later. Well, somebody was like, don't you know that those masks are like super gross? They're made with all these chemicals. I guess they assumed. And I was like, oh, let me just take a moment and teach you what mask this really is. And it's so funny to see people's eyes widen with curiosity and astonishment. Like, wait a second, you're telling me that I can get this? Like, yeah, actually. And the best part is, if you go to ionicfabric.com and you look at the prices, it is so well priced for what you get and for the quality that you get. And it's not just, like I said, it's not just masks.
Yeah. It's been years, you know, this product, the fabric and the technology actually comes from Ascend Performance Materials.
That's right.
Out of Texas. And they have had years developing this technology. I believe they started the patent about 4 years ago.
Right.
For activewear, to kill the odor and stuff from, you know, sweat and wearing, you know, undershirts, things like that. And
oh, trust me. Yeah. I smell some kind of gross after I like, especially it's kind of hits about June, July. And that's when, you know, you're trying to run errands and you want to be comfortable, but it's 97 degrees here and 197% humidity.
Yeah.
And so you're just like sweating. And
I just wanted to dress nice today.
Yeah, I just like, why can't? And then on top of that, we're wearing masks these days, and then you're like sitting in your sweat in your mask, and you're kind of like, okay, what am I breeding back here? This is going to be a great petri dish later.
Exactly.
You know, but that active wear, I remember, because, you know, we have a friend, and I remember when he was he is with Ascend, and I remember when he was sharing like how this development was coming along. This was a long time ago. It was probably a year and a half or 2 years ago. And I'm like, that is so cool. I guess I never thought about it. I guess like I just accepted, oh, this is going to be sweaty and filled with bacteria and gross. And so I just accept it that way.
And some fabrics, if you notice, no matter how much you wash, or unless you just like wash it with super duper something, it's still stinks.
Oh yeah. Or you use those like pellets that are filled with like chemicals, and you walk around smelling like potpourri or something.
You stop it where it's at,
right?
You know, because it'll continue to kill it. Those active, you know, zinc ions, they are active. They stay there. They're constantly working. After you wash, after everything, they're still, you know, killing all those microbes, stopping the growth. And as they, you know, they started the testing beginning of last year, when COVID hit, it had a 99.9% effective rate against viruses as well.
I love it. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 10:43 here in studio. Still sunny outside. I'm really excited. I can see the reflection of the sun and the breeze. It's just making me happy. And if you have a question or you want to weigh in at all with me and Mallory, Mallory is here with Ionic Fabric, please feel free. Any questions are welcome. 437-1620. In fact, look at that. I'm very excited because, you know, we don't really like, the thing is, it's like people are, they mostly ask like when I come up and I talk, like especially if I wear my Ionic Fabric mask and they see it, they're like, what does that say? Do you work there for them? And it's like a whole conversation.
Yeah.
Masks and COVID and all of that has become just a conversation topic and talk point that's not going away anytime soon.
And I'm not sure, we had started putting antimicrobial on the front of the mask as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if yours has that, because we had brought you one early on.
I don't have that yet, but I just like yell at it. Like I just yell at two people, it's antimicrobial.
So it is something that really, you know, it adds that layer when you're talking to somebody, whether you're, you know, a employee or the business owner.
That's
and
right.
You're talking to clients or customers. It is something that's just like that. Hey, I'm taking one step. Not
right.
only, you know, for if you're buying it for your employees, you're showing, you know, that one step, because yeah, there is stuff and you're getting, you know, there's germs in the air, there always is, but you know, your employees, they're breathing back and forth, you know, how much of that bacteria is going back into their lungs when they're required to wear that mask.
Oh yeah. And sometimes it like just breaks my heart because I see people who are wearing it for upper 12 hours a day, especially nurses, you know, when are they getting that break? And you're like, what are you breathing back in? This is an excellent opportunity for people to strengthen, you know, their personal protective equipment game. I'll just say that, one up them. Again, if you have a question, please feel free to text or call in 437-1620. We have Michael from Pensacola on the line. Good morning, Michael. Do you have a question for Mallory?
I do. Good morning, ladies. Miss Mallory, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I understand your product, and I'm with you on the sheets and pillowcases. And being a man, believe it or not, I make sure my sheet, we wash them once a week, every Sunday morning, get up quickly, like we always do early, wash the sheets. I don't understand how people can go to bed funky and sleep in funky sheets. It's just beyond me.
But I love it.
Be that as it may. But at the risk of sounding disagreeable, I think the PPEs days are numbered, or more like hours, because there's a lot of folks, you know, half the population is vaccinated, and 25%, I'm in that category of both vaccinations, and I do wear my mask if I go into Walmart or something like that, but now I might wear my mask, you know, twice, three times during the week, same mask, but I only have it on for 10 or 15 minutes. But our bodies are pretty strong, you know, if it's not a disease or something. But with the exception of nurses and, you know, the healthcare industry, I can't wait to throw my mask away, you know, burn them, get rid of them. I'm so ready. So I encourage everybody to get vaccinated, and I think your product could be a winner. But the PPE days are numbered. You might want to start scaling back. Yeah. On that aspect. But anyhow, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely, it is. And as I said, with the original intent of this fabric and technology was activewear. Mm-hmm. And for the fabric side of it, in the zinc, the technology, actually, they're working on putting it in the non-woven fabrics like filters,
right,
to have for your house, you know, making filters, making it, they can put it into plastic surfaces. So your countertops can have this zinc in it to kill the bacteria.
It's a new technology, not just for you know, masks. It worked out that this was already in progression. It was already happening. It was already going into active wear. Like we said, we don't want to stink, especially as women. We're like, no, thank you. But also, and on top, when you say active wear, like we're talking, like you can get this fabric. You can get the rolls of fabric, right, and get it.
Yes, absolutely. We have it on our site because we're a distributor for them. You can get the fabric by the foot,
mm-hmm.
so you have exactly how much you need. And we're also, something I don't know if you noticed, is what we carry a few Simplicity and McCall patterns on there, so that you can get your fabric and your patterns at the same time.
Okay, awesome.
And so we have the fabric on there. We have our activewear accessories that we have that we make here in Pensacola, the scrunchies, headbands, arm sleeves for all your activities and stuff. And the arm sleeves are really good, too. Like, I've had people that have, you know, skin conditions that maybe skin tear easily, that they wear the arm sleeves. Well, this is just a one step further. If you've got an injury or a cut that you have to worry about infections, getting infections very easily, you know, those are good coverings for, especially in the heat. Like I said, you've got this growth of bacteria, and our humidity, it really does.
You see a lot of football players, that wear them, and it's not just because of the cold or the heat protecting their arm from rug burn, and they're out there sweating. Though I see those kids, when we lived in front of a park, we would see the JV and varsity football team come out and practice at the park near our house, and I was always like, oh, please drink all the water. They're in all that gear, so all that sweat, everything that's sitting on them, you know, you can only get so much. But this is a new innovative way to start not just having PPE and the personal protective equipment, that kind of gear for your face, but for your whole body. Because later on you could see, oh, I'm getting this rash all over my arm or my torso because I was playing in the same gear for what?
Yeah.
4 hours in practice, and it was 90 something degrees, and I sat in that. And then how often are you like washing it? And you know, teenage boys, I don't know. I mean, actually, I was a teenage girl and I threw a lot of my stuff in, like, especially I played soccer, so like my shin guards and things. And so I'd just air them out for a couple days and then Febreze them and throw them back in. Febreze does not kill like all the things. It just doesn't.
No.
And it's just putting like a layer on top, like you said, kind of like a coating, like just a little Band-Aid to keep it, you know, smelling fresh. This is built in. The zinc, the main ingredient, is built in and sewn in and embedded, so you have that long lasting protection.
Yeah. And they're, you know, they have the technology and they're making the yarn with this polymer technology in it. And so they, Ascend, they are making all these different fabrics. You know, they have a ripstop that they're making scrubs, you know, that they're in the process of getting that situated and done.
Sure.
All these things are coming up that they are all industries, and that, you know, we're taking the fabric and making our products, which is something I want to mention in a minute.
Yeah.
But you know, the hospital stuff they're working on, they haven't released it yet, but they have like an N95 mask, yes, surgical masks that they are getting certified and everything for hospital use. So, like you said, people that have to wear them constantly, even past COVID, you know, hospitals, they're going to be wearing them.
Yeah.
You know, all these things are going on, and to have that extra protection.
Or people who are immunocompromised, they wear them. You see them on planes. You see them in crowded areas. I mean, I had a friend who had cancer. She wore it all the time, and this was 3 years ago. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not going anywhere. We still need them.
And, you know, all these different, you're talking about going in a different direction. You know, one thing we want to hear from on our website is hear from people about what is it that you and your industry might need in this, because there's things that we don't know about that's behind the scenes that might be something that's interested in what might be our next product. Do we need to go, you know, one way or the other? What is that first one that has the biggest draw? We want to hear.
Right.
And that way we get a feel of what is that interest for this fabric, for your need, that, yeah, you can make stuff your own, but we also want to, you know, hear what direction, what is that big, you know, calling for this. And we do have the contact us stuff on the site.
Right.
And that we'd love to hear. We also like to see what people are making with our fabric.
Oh, yes.
Which you can also get it at Daryl's. Wanted to mention that.
That's right.
So you can go in there and get the fabric from Susan.
I love that. We love Daryl's Sewing. They're absolutely amazing. They're right on Davis Highway near Burgess, right? Mm-hmm. Old Burgess, excuse me. And I think like the stinkiest part. Like, I'm like, let me go for the gold. I'm like, socks. I'm a runner. Yes. I really enjoy running. And I said, something like this could change the sock world. Because it's literally like the stinkiest thing that people take off every single day.
Yeah.
And for the
shoe
most
inserts.
Part. Oh, yes. That's a good one, too. I love that idea. Plus, like, you know, Mallory and I are over here. We have back issues. It's just ironic because I actually threw out my hip flexor this weekend. And so I didn't do much running, but I did some walking. And yes, I was like walking. I was like, I need some new shoe inserts. I put them in there to just help give a little bit of bounce. And so, yeah, you kind of don't find ones that aren't like, I don't want to say odor repellent, but pretty much.
Oh, odor resistant.
Odor resistant. Yeah. And like not being able to like...
We can't block everything. If you spill something on it, it might still have that odor of that product, but, you know.
Right. But maybe there's something. So you can go online to ionicfabric.com, and you can find they even have a chat with us section as well if you have questions. I told Mallory, like, I have a scrunchie that she gifted me, and I have a kiddo with thick hair, And it was really difficult to find her. She loves running and sweating. And so it has helped a ton with keeping her hair up as she's and back while she's riding horses and running around and doing all the things that she does.
Yeah, I was trying to see how much time we have. We can get
one
person to call in or something. I've got a couple of the scrunchies I had brought, a little set
excellent.
A set of black and white.
Here. Yeah. That's excellent. Yes, if you would like to win a scrunchie, the first person who calls, please feel free to snag that. 437-1620. Appreciate you as well. And somebody has texted in and said, have you thought about a wheelchair seat and back covers?
That is, we've been looking at multiple medical uses for it, from compression items to covers. The biggest thing is everything is so many different sizes,
right?
And so many different things, and so we're trying to find a way to make a generalized one that's adjustable,
right?
And
okay.
So a lot of the things that we're having to go about it in a way that we can make it, but make items, but that are kind of universal,
sure.
And that way we can, you know, keep it simple, low cost, because we want it to be available because it is such a great technology. That was the whole point of the company being started, was got a hold of the technology, mm-hmm. knew about it, had access to it, and really everybody should have this available.
Oh yeah.
It does not need to be kept, you know, that far away where people
right.
cannot access it. And so, you know, we're trying our best way to figure out and, you know, see where we need to go, how is the best way to do that to be able to present it to people and it be workable for all those things.
Oh, absolutely. And that's such a great idea. I mean, that right there, you know, you don't think about how people have to keep that clean.
Yes.
And change it and wipe it down and disinfect it, you know, so, you know, it doesn't start to smell or bother or whatever, you know. Those are like the little things, and that's mm-hmm. those are the ideas that they want to hear from you. So please go online, go to ionicfabric.com, reach out to them, and just give a little bit of like your ideas. I mean, that's how we make the world go round, is everybody working together, because
yeah.
we all have something inside of our heads and minds and our creative ability that maybe somebody else isn't thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so it gives us an opportunity. Me, I'm like socks. Like
yeah.
I just go for socks. But, you know, and like I said before, we have these scrunchies too. And if you want to snag one, you can feel free to call, especially just in the next like five minutes or so, 437-1620. And also you can go online to ionicfabric.com. And if you want to go ahead and snag your new headband or get those arm sleeves, especially like I've seen fishermen out at the beach and they wear a big, like one of those big hats, and then they wear neck gaiters. I've always mm-hmm. seen the neck gaiters, mostly since I moved here.
Yeah.
So you're sitting out there in the sun all day, pulling that neck gaiter up to keep your face from getting completely cooked by the sun. You know, that's just, there's a little less bacteria
yeah.
brewing in
a
there.
A lot of that, you know, the active wear stuff will be good also for hunting sports,
mm-hmm.
for keeping the odor down when you're having to.
Right.
So
I love
a
it.
A lot of those different avenues where it's useful, or you might not think about it right away.
It's true. It's very true. And on top of that, you can use the code WECARE for 25% off your order. That deal is still happening. And so I just encourage everybody to go online, ionicfabric.com, find them on Facebook, Ionic Fabric, and where performance meets purpose.